Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client. How are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Okay, this is a public opinion research firm, sir. I would like just to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I won't ask for any different type of donation. Am I speaking with Santiago?
Yes.
Mr. Santiago? Thank you. Are you registered to vote as Democrat in
Yes.
New Jersey, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? You probably will vote. The chances are 50 and 50, or you don't think that you will vote?
Yes, I will be voting. I mean, I sit on the committee.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, other?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you very much. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, South America?
Puerto Rico.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your language that you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish? More Spanish than English? Is Spanish and English equally? More English?
More English, but Spanish as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it for that. If you don't mind, would you please tell me in what year were you born, sir?
1989.
Thank you very much. I would like just to rate your feeling towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just tell me. Have you heard about Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Yes.
Okay. From 1 to 0, how much you give her, or you don't have any opinion for her?
A 9.
Okay. Thank you very much. How about John Biden, President of the United States? From 0 to 100? 50. Thank you. How about Phil Murphy, the Governor of New Jersey?
50-50.
Thank you very much. What about Stephen Fulop, Mayor of New Jersey?
50-50.
Thank you so much. Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I'm sorry, who?
Yes, Andy Kim, the South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I've never really...
Never heard?
Seen too much of that. I've heard of him, but I just haven't really seen too much stuff about him.
Okay. How about Rabbi Bala, Mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
50-50.
Okay, thank you very much. What about Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
50-50.
I really appreciate your answer. Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
50-50.
Thank you. I appreciate for that. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Mr. Santiago.
He's the congressman, right?
Yes, congressman. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, from who would you vote? Or you don't have an answer for?
Not right now. I don't have an answer.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, or Patricia Campos Medina, or you don't have an answer?
Not right now either.
Okay, I really appreciate for your time. We are at 50% on the survey, sir. I really appreciate for your time and helping me out completing the survey. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle J.C., Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala, from who would you vote? Or you don't have an answer for it?
Probably Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez, thank you. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Heard a few things here and there.
Okay, thank you very much. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you, appreciate that. Please just tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of these following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involving his father's issues in any way. Would you say that you agree on this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree? Okay, thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Are you agree on this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. How about Congressman Rob Menendez? Is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Would you say that you are agreeing on this statement? Somewhat agree? Not agree?
Agree.
Thank you. There's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree on this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Would you say that you are agree, somewhat agree on this statement, or not agree?
Disagree.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm just going to quickly read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insider party bosses and nepotists undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. The supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Major Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. That's the statement from critic or supporters. Would you say that come closer to your mind or your own view? Or you don't have an answer for this?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, thank you very much. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, nor faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. The supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They say that appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say that he has never been any accusation of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. On this statement, would you say that it comes much closer or some closer to your own view for the critics, the supporters, so you don't have an answer for this statement?
Somewhat close.
It's going to be by the critics' statement or the supporters, sir? Sorry.
The critics.
The critics.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm just going to go ahead and quickly read some of the statements. We are at 80% on the survey, sir. We're almost done. I really appreciate for your time. And as this is statements about some candidates for Congress in your district, just tell me each this statement makes you much more likely, somewhat likely, or not likely to support that candidate for Congress. Ram Menendez, top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their family in his first years of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in worse people's pocket. He fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives the challenges we face every day and why he's ready to meet this moment. On this statement, would you say that you are much more likely to support this candidate, somewhat likely or not likely, or you don't have an answer for it?
We'll support.
I'm sorry?
With support.
Okay. Do you say that you are much more likely on this one?
Yes.
Okay. Ram Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock of women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6 rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. On this statement, would you say that you are more likely, somewhat likely, not likely on this statement to support the candidate?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you very much. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billings more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. On this statement, would you say that you are much more likely, somewhat likely, or not likely on that statement, or you don't have an answer for it?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hoboken Mayor Ravivala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. On this statement, would you say that you're most likely to support the candidate? Somewhat likely or not likely, or you don't have an answer for Mr. Santiago?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. On this statement, would you say that you support the candidate? More likely, somewhat likely, not likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive E4 to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drug for seniors, increasing tax credit for childcare, making it easier to take care of all the family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. On this statement, you more likely, somewhat likely, not likely on this statement to support the candidate?
Likely.
Thank you. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He vowed to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. On this statement, are you more likely, somewhat likely, or not likely on the supporting the candidate?
Likely.
Thank you very much. And I would like just to ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Carl, J.C., Rob Menendez, and Ravi Bala, from who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm just going to quickly read some statements about Ravi Bala. This is the candidate for Congress. Just go ahead and tell me if the information is accurate, if you are much less likely, somewhat less likely, or a little less likely, on the statement on this candidate. Ravivala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office. Since his election, Vala takes credit for the worst of other, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. On this statement, would you say that you are less likely, somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, and this one, it will be much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not a loss, not at all less likely on this statement for this candidate.
Somewhat likely.
Less likely, okay. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Vala is running to unseat New Jersey only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. With this statement, are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or not at all less likely, or you don't have an answer for?
I don't have an answer.
Okay, we're almost done at 90% on the survey, sir. I really appreciate for your time. Ravi Vala is too close to the Republican Party. Vala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Vala's law firm represents New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Vala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. On this statement, would you say that you are much less likely, somewhat less likely, or not at all less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Ravi Vala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Vala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens on tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Vala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play law by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. On this statement, would you say you are much less likely, somewhat less likely on the statement for this candidate?
Somewhat likely.
Ravi Vala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Vala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Vala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with the lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Vala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. On this statement, would you say that you are less likely, somewhat less likely, or a little less likely on the statement?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you very much. So after hearing this information, let me ask you the last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were called J.C. Rob Menendez and Ravi Vala, from who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, thank you very much. I just have a few questions. This is just for statistical purposes only, and we are done with the survey. Thinking in political terms, sir, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Currently rent.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, college?
High school.
Okay. Are you current or retired member of any labor union, Mr. Santiago?
Current.
No?
Current on labor.
Okay, and finally, just for verification purposes, by my supervisor, your first name is Anderson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in any other research study in the future, sir? So we can contact you? Okay,
thank you very much.
So this concludes the survey. Thank you very much, Mr. Santiago, for your participation. You helped me a lot completing the survey. I wish you have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.